Come on. Come on.
Okay. I'm here. I'm ready to go. No.
What?
Nothing.
I can have a drink. I worked all day.
I did too.
Yeah, right.
I did. You don't know what I do, but...
You sit on the couch and play your little computer games.
You're a jerk.
You just play solitaire. I look over there. You're playing solitaire and Minecraft.
Been very stressful.
StarCraft.
What's StarCraft?
You don't remember StarCraft? I used to play StarCraft all day, every day. All day.
Every day?
Every day.
Was it what? It's game system.
Computer.
Computer game.
Computer games. And then I downloaded the sequel when I was an adult, and it just didn't have the same, it didn't grab me.
That's very much how the reboot of Gilmore Girls.
There's a reboot, right? Didn't it just come out?
No, I thought it did. If for some reason it's retrending. So I watched the entirety of Gilmore Girls. I'm having a hard time mentally. I watched Gilmore Girls for some fucking reason. And then I decided to watch what is called Gilmore Girls, A Year in the Life, which is like...
As a feminist, I don't like that they say girls.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there. Gilmore Women.
It's a Gilmore Women doesn't have the same ring to it. Also, I don't know who started this debate. Like, stop calling us girls. Please call us girls. If someone calls me a woman, I'm like, I don't
know. It's just more bullshit. I mean, like, because it's done the other way, you know? Like, women say all the time, like, let's go hang out with the boys. Meaning, like, their male friend group.
It's really not as common.
You don't think so?
No, I really don't.
Well, whatever. I don't give a shit either way.
We do say girls when referring to like 35-year-old women, and sure, it's infantilizing, but that's what some of us want.
Old broads?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the other
old
answer is.
Old long tits? Is that
do
better?
Do not...
Old wrinkled tits.
You were standing... if you were standing in a bar or something, and I was across the room, and somebody came up to you and said, who's that woman over there? Wouldn't that hit your ear a little weird? Like, woman? Well, there's a little girl who watches WB shows.
I know it's people being, like, nice, but all that stuff just makes me think, like, all I hear is people trying harder, like, with all the folks and the y'alls and to keep everything, like, gender neutral and women and stuff. It's like, women has always been used, but... It's still like, it's weird when like three people have a problem with something and then we have to change our whole.
Yeah. Like just in case.
Yeah. Just in case we upset somebody.
Anyway, everyone on the Gilmore Girls reboot looks like shit and it's depressing.
They came out with a new Mighty Ducks. I don't know if it's a show or a movie or something, but the woman from Gilmore Girls is in it.
Yes.
And is that the same universe is the question I have.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's got all these quips. She's like, look at you. You're the Betty Davis of the ice rink.
That's all Gilmore Girls is. That's why I can't watch it. It's just like, they just say like an obscure reference. It's like, okay, Copernicus from, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's that over and over and over again. It's like, obscure actors and actresses that they pull out and it's like, oh, these two are geniuses because they know all this fucking nonsense.
And Alexis Bledel, who is the younger Gilmore Girl, is one of the top five worst actresses of all time.
She's a daughter?
So bad, yeah. And so like these lines come out of her mouth. I actually think Lauren Graham, the mother, pulls it off pretty well. She's charming. But those goofy lines with all these like obscure old Hollywood references and stuff in them just fall out of Alexis Bledel's mouth like a pile of rocks and you don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird because like, what are you supposed to get out of it as a viewer?
Yeah.
You know?
My mother, the Martha Graham of Stars Hollow. It's like, yeah, you don't know who that is.
Who is that?
Well, I know who that is because I was a ballerina, but most people wouldn't.
Right. I don't fucking know.
Anyway, also, this is not fair, but, like, Lauren Graham does not, she's, you know, she's 50. She doesn't look how she used to look, and it's jarring, because they still try to make her dress kind of juvenile, and I yeah. don't know.
Your favorite show is Frasier, and you yeah. you have gone on the record as saying that you don't want to see that rebooted.
I don't.
You
I don't hate
want,
reboots.
You don't want the same thing to happen where it's, you're like, oh, it's they're old and it's bad.
Honestly depressing me.
That's like when I saw the new Star Wars movies, I hated them. It's yeah. like when Han Solo's like running through his spaceship and he's like, well, he's hobbling. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's still like, yeah. he's supposed to be an action hero.
He can't move.
It is so upsetting. Right. It just sets in. I'm old. I'm going to die.
Exactly.
You know?
I was just watching it like an hour beforehand. I was watching the original show and they're youthful and playful. And now it's like, it's older. So like Rory is in her 30s and the mom's in her 50s. Her marriage sucks and her face is all bloated from too many fillers. She looks like hell.
Oh no.
The grandma's
what
do you dead.
Say? The other day we were watching something. You said this woman has breast implants in her face.
Oh, well, I have said that on this podcast about Chrissy Teigen, but I said it about Naomi Campbell.
Okay. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's true. There's like, I do get it. Like, I think some people can do it tastefully, but some people go so over the top.
Most people.
Like, what's her name? Aunt Becky's daughter, Olivia Jade.
Yeah.
What? I know her name. Whenever I'm not on the podcast, I know this woman's name, and I just can't. Lori Loughlin.
Woman.
This girl, Lori Loughlin. Her daughter has these cheek implants that you said is a very good comparison. Looks like those horns you can get implanted like under your head.
Yeah,
on your
they did
forehead.
Like a MTV True Life. I got bad plastic surgery and it was or something like that. And there's a guy who had like horns, like
yeah.
like Hot Topic plastic horn implants, and he hated them and he was getting them removed. And then another guy who had like gauged out ears and shit.
That's what some of these cheek implants look like.
Yeah.
They're sharp. They go out to the sides. They're
they look
huge.
You look like Maleficent.
Yes, exactly.
But anyway, I want to go back to, like, okay.
The reboot thing?
Yeah. Another thing about, like, Gilmore Girls is the story is there's this young girl and she has all this potential. What's
yeah.
her life going to be, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly.
And then when you answer that question, you're like, oh, she what? Like, got a divorce or something? It's never good. Like,
right.
life never turns out well.
Yeah.
But when you're young, you have the hope. And I think it's the same thing with Star Wars. Like, in Star Wars, they're all young, and mm-hmm. the series ends, and they're going on to build a new galaxy, right?
Yeah.
And then they fucking come back, and Han Solo's divorced from Princess Leia, and fucking Luke is like...
Which is extra depressing, because they had to do that because she's fucking dead, right?
No, she died in the middle of the movies.
Oh, God.
So that she's like CGI in the last
okay.
movie. So but they didn't have to fucking do it,
right?
You know? And their son is what's his name? Elephantitis there, fucking from...
Adam Driver.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kylo Ren.
He's
Why
like
do
a
I
bad guy, and Luke is like stranded on this island, and he's like given up being a Jedi because he fucked up too many. And they're all just tired
yes!
and broken.
That's
and
exactly what Gilmore
it's
Girls
It's such a
is
bummer.
Like. It's just
you
like
know?
Star Wars.
It really is, though. Even Frasier. I don't think it would work with Frasier, too, because even though they're, like, older in the mm-hmm. show, they're all, like, kind of a mess and trying to get their life together.
Yeah.
And then finally, Niles gets together with Daphne. What's that going
to
turn
the
out
conflicts
like?
Conflicts have been resolved. So it's like hanging around after you've come or something. It's like, clean yourself up.
Get out of here.
And go.
Yeah.
We're done with
you
this.
To leave.
We're done. What are you doing? People need to learn how to wrap things up and walk away. Well, I mean, it's nostalgia, but it's also money, especially with the Star Wars franchise. They just need
right,
to keep making.
Well, I think that was... I feel like we're peaking on these... on the GarageBand. But, I think Star Wars was particularly poorly executed. I think, like, in the books, there were books, and in the books, like, Han and Leia get married, and they have twins, and then the stories shift to them. They're young, you know, mm-hmm. immediately shift over. who gives a shit about these people anymore? Let's go on to the next thing. But you know, the draw is like, what is Luke like now? It's like, who gives a fuck? They should have gone with Star Wars. They should have gone 1,000 years into the future, 1,000 years into the past, I think. But then they don't have the star power of your favorite characters.
Oh, I was like, is star power some kind of magical thing in the Star Wars universe? Which characters have star power?
The Jedi.
They're triple threats.
Yeah.
I was getting confused also because there's a character named Luke in Gilmore Girls, and he also
has star power.
Has star power. The funny thing about Gilmore Girls though is like, she was clearly getting little nips and tucks during the show, but you can tell because she was in her 30s. But now Lauren Graham, at the time, it was like 16 years later. Her face is so fucking cat lady botched from plastic surgery. She looks like, I mean, an elderly like Hollywood or like Real Housewife or something. And it's so funny because her face is just like all fucked up, and she's walking around a small town, just a small town girl. I live in Stars Hollow, Connecticut. This little old me. She can't see because her face is so pulled back, and it's really jarring. It's not just that she's gotten old. She's gotten, like, Hollywood demented.
Right.
And it immediately takes you right out of the story. And also, like we said earlier, the whole thing, there was this whole like Sam and Diane thing with her and this other character. It spans the entire show. They don't fully get together until the last moment of the series. And then you jump to 16 years later and they're like miserable.
You know who did it the best was Seinfeld. Because they didn't, what they did was they had a season of Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry David does a Seinfeld reunion. So it's through that lens, you know. They didn't bring Seinfeld back. They had Larry David bring the show back. So you see it through his eyes. And also they just made funny choices. Like George had become a millionaire through an app where it tells you which bathrooms you can use in New York. But then he like fucked up somehow and lost all of his money. So they're all back to these like loser places in their life. They've all had these storied, you know, these backstories, and then it all falls apart and they're back, you know, doing nothing at the diner. That's so smart, you know. If you're going to do it, bring, especially like in a sitcom, bring everybody back to exactly where they were when the show started, or when the show was doing well, you know?
Yeah.
Just like at the end of every half-hour sitcom, everything kind of has to go back to normal and restart. Just do that in a grand scale, you know?
Yeah.
Have Frasier have been married, got a divorce, and now here he is moving back to that apartment in Seattle. Start the whole show from the beginning.
I don't know. Like you said, the Larry David thing is safe because they get to, you get to see it from like an outside perspective. They're not actually rebooting it. And also, I just trust Larry David way more than, like, first of all, the creator and showrunner of Frasier died in 9/11.
Right.
So
he was flying one of those planes.
Yeah.
He was one of the, he had the box cutter.
He was one of the hijackers.
Yeah.
So
the creator of Frasier flew a plane
into
the Space Needle.
That's one of the beginnings of
Good Night
Frasier.
Seattle.
It's like, Good Night Seattle, and this little plane hits the Space Needle. Anyway, Iggy didn't like that. She's getting off the couch. I trust Larry David more than Amy Sherman Palladino. She's a little too twee for my taste, even though I say this while
Wait, that's the creator?
No, sorry. That's the creator of Gilmore Girls. It's just I'm thinking about that reboot. It's weird. These people,
look how smart I am, the show. That's what Gilmore Girls is.
Well, I mean, you're talking, we were just praising Frasier. And
Frasier, come on.
Yeah.
Frasier's great.
Yeah.
Frasier can do slapstick. You know what I mean?
Perfection. It is. I know.
Frasier's like the opposite of South Park. Where South Park is a very smart show masked by potty humor.
Yeah.
and, you know,
I see fart what you're jokes. Saying. Yeah.
And Frasier is a very funny slapstick lowbrow show masked by highfalutin, you know.
Yeah.
References and set pieces and shit.
I wouldn't say it's fully lowbrow.
No, it's definitely it's like, not. But it's mostly just good joke writing. Yeah, it's not like a lot of...
You don't need to be an opera fan to get... Like, you can be on the opposite side where...
Like, Niles is an opera fan who faints when he sees blood and does a pratfall on his face, you know? But you never see the fucking opera.
Right, you know? Exactly.
They're in a fancy... coffee house making fart jokes, essentially.
Right, you know? Exactly. And there is no better... The casting for that show is unreal. There's
greatest comedic actors. Although
David Hyde Pierce... Yeah. I mean, I love Kelsey Grammer, too, but David Hyde Pierce is, like, one of the best physical comedians... comedic actor all around.
Yeah.
So fucking good.
To your point, though, comedy has fallen off a cliff since all this stuff happened, and now people get hired for God knows what reason, Twitter followers. And so, like, the staff of the reboot's going to be shit, for sure. Yeah. I mean, you can just, like, you can bet on it. Like, we were watching a show recently, like, a show that's on something like ABC or CBS or something, just like a regular-ass, basic... network show, and it was so horrific and unwatchable. We were just like hate watching it, and then we were like, "Was this always the case? Like, what was it? Was it always the case that like just regular television was this bad?" And then we were like, "No, remember King of Queens? Like, of Queens is a straight ahead fucking like family show." And we started watching like a best of YouTube video.
Yeah.
And it's so goddamn funny.
It is very
Because you're going for, like, performers, like, comedians. Yeah, that's why he was hired. That's why she was hired. Because they were so charismatic and stuff. And now it's just, like, there's so many other qualifications that you have to check off to get your... Or different qualifications.
I feel
to
like...
get hired.
Yeah, like a built-in fan base somehow.
Yeah.
But not from performing comedy, which should be kind of the main point.
I was thinking about that. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just thinking that might be a divisive one. King of Queens, I feel like there's a lot of people who
that think
like,
it's like, well, that's just lowbrow, straight ahead lowbrow. You know what I mean? They're not even trying to disguise it.
It is great. Like, those two have great chemistry.
Oh, it's
and
so watchable,
Jerry
that fucking
Stiller?
Show. Yeah, come on.
Come on.
Who would fight against that?
Well, I'm thinking that it's comparable to... Everybody Loves Raymond,
right.
And I have friends who were like, I can't believe you watch that show. That show
really
sucks. Jamie. It's fucking Jamie.
Fuck you, Jamie.
fuck you,
sorry,
Jamie.
It's not a fucking Fellini film.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, Jamie only watches
eat
Fellini
shit,
films.
Jamie. He will never listen
no,
to this.
No, nobody does. But I will say I prefer King of Queens over Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, really? I grew up in an Everybody Loves Raymond household.
Well, it shows. I just don't like fucking Deborah, and I know.
Here we go.
I know that character's written that way, but she's
ugly,
such a hateful cunt. Like, she's so awful, and I know it's a character, obviously, but, like, I just feel bad for him. He just catches so much shit.
But he's
from her.
A fuck, too. He's just not outwardly
he's just
mean.
He's
just
like a feckless asshole.
Exactly.
But she is, like, just like a. Like a feckful asshole. I don't know.
She is pretty feckful.
Yeah.
In my younger years, when I used to think I saw sexism everywhere, that used to really bug me. People who, when I used to get all pissed off when I was in high school, when guys would like really hate Skyler from Breaking Bad, because for some reason I just thought it was like,
oh, really?
They're all bad characters. Why are you just so particularly... You hate her so fucking much. But now in retrospect...
Well...
I haven't seen it in so long.
I think with Skyler, they like... When the show starts, everybody is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Right? Except for...
Walt,
who is kind of like a blank canvas at the beginning.
Yeah.
He's just kind of like a beat... Like a punching bag, right? Like, who's the bald guy?
Hank?
The brother-in-law? Yeah, Hank. He's a piece of shit at the beginning of the show. And everybody's an asshole. But then they kind of like give Hank a little bit of a storyline, and he's not, and they really tweak him. They like
humanize
change,
him a lot. Yeah.
They don't do that with Skylar for a while. Yeah, eventually you're right. They do, but she just stays on that like asshole, because everybody's an asshole to point out how bad Walt has it.
Yeah.
At the beginning. And then as the show went on, they were like, well, that you can't just have a show full of assholes. And they started humanizing everybody, and they didn't do that with her for a long time.
Well,
and then towards the end, it's like, okay, well, yeah, now that we're playing up that like she has to deal with this horrific circumstance and she becomes a human towards the end. But the first couple of seasons, they just made her just like a nagging bitch. And
she
I don't
was pregnant.
If you wanna go sexism, it's maybe men's inability to write female characters and to make her, you know, Sarah Silverman used to complain all the time about like every role she had was like the nagging girlfriend.
Yeah, she did have that a lot.
Yeah,
which sucks because like if you're gonna put Sarah Silverman in a movie, you can do so much more with her.
Right.
Why is she of all people getting cast in those roles? Anyway, I have no idea. I don't know. I see women complain about that all the time, and I'm like, are you researching? Like, who's writing? How do we know who's writing these? Like, do you get the sense first? Like, oh, this was written by a man. I can tell. Like, I've never had that feeling. I just sometimes think the overall writing sucks or it doesn't. Like, I've never gotten this weird gender radar.
It's a bad idea. I mean, you just start doing that shit and then you just see it everywhere. And then it's like, then nobody can do any good whatsoever. I just read a script by somebody, a white guy, where all the characters were black. And it's like, I could be like, hey, you can't do this. Yeah. You know what I mean? But he wrote it well. So it's like,
it's not impossible.
Yeah, exactly. And they were, you know, three-dimensional characters. But if one line's off or something, you could do the thing where you're like, well, this is clearly needs to be written by a person of color.
Yeah, it is a little with men writing for women. I agree that it can suck. But like that just sounds like a bad writer because women are not as mysterious as they think they are. Like, you can write a human being, and it's not going to seem like a robot.
Well, know? I think that if I'm going to... Men tend to, like, make men the protagonists, and then try to... And almost, like, kind of push women out. And then if a woman is added, they're an afterthought.
No,
I can see
Ian's
that.
Ian's got his pussy hat on.
All right, relax.
Okay, hope she sees this, bro. Hope she listens to this fucking idiot. No, I mean, doesn't everybody do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's like men are evil. I just think that's what happens, you know?
They just think in terms of themselves.
Yeah, write what you know kind of thing, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
Sure.
Who knows?
Not me. But the Frasier reboot, like, I don't...
It's happening for sure.
Yeah. And it keeps me up at night. I don't think it's necessary. And I don't want to see... Like, the feeling that I got when I started watching the new Gilmore Girls, it's like... It's like... opening Pandora's box and you can't shove it back in. It's like, I shouldn't see what you guys look like now. They look like corpses dressed up as these old characters just like hobbling around the town. They haven't played these characters in in decades. Okay. And they are rusty.
Gilmore Girls, the zombie apocalypse.
Lauren Graham looks like hell. I'm sorry. But it does, like, they're rusty at the writing, I think. Like, even it's the exact same writer and creator.
Is?
Yeah. Because she used to write, apparently they didn't even have like a team. Like, it's the woman who does Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which is like, so many people have tried to get me to watch and I just...
Man, fuck her, by the way. Because like, okay, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, I've only seen the part with her boobs. From what I understand, it's the greatest show ever made. But like... That show does very well, right? Like, people like that show. Mm-hmm. It's very popular. Okay, so so you made Gilmore Girls, which is like in everybody's mind this like classic, this perfect.
It's
piece.
Really not, is it? Like,
no, in people's memories, right?
Yeah, I know. I know when you were growing up, a lot of girls you knew like
girls,
girls, like actually girls. When
yeah,
you were
but
in,
dudes too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I hung like Troy was very into it.
I feel like I always understood Gilmore Girls for what it was, like a B level. Like it wasn't on one of the main networks. It wasn't. It was just like, I think it was like surprisingly good for what should have been a shittier show.
Yeah, well, it had a lot going for it in that, like, because I used to watch it too. I'd want to like, I don't want to say that like I didn't, I completely ignored it. I was into it too.
I cannot believe
it. I just was not obsessed with it.
I can't, like, I'm ashamed that I watched the show. Really? This is like an actual guilty pleasure. Like, I feel guilty that
well, I think it's one
enjoy
of the,
it.
It's one of these shows where it's like you feel like you discovered it a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, not everybody's watching it. You feel like the quirky fucking odd man out or odd woman out watching it.
Girl,
you know?
Yeah.
And so in that way, it was like, you know, it's of its time or whatever. But in everybody's memory, it was people love it. People look back on it fondly. What I'm getting at is like you make that show that meant a lot to a lot of like young people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go on to make The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Mm-hmm.
Which means a lot to like adults or comedy fans or whatever. Why do you have to go back and like revisit your old thing? Like, cause you're only doing it now for money. Cause the studio wants to do it. Or...
No, but I think it was okay. So I was Googling Lauren Graham. What happened to laurengrahamsface.com? And this is so mean. Obviously, I hate this shit because you'll see, you know, those like clickbait things where it says like, you won't believe what this hot Bond girl from the 70s looks like now. Yeah. Hint, it's trash.
Right.
She's disgusting. It's like, yes, she got older. But I do think like,
well, the culture should shift away from this fucking mangling your face shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we all, it's like Kardashians or whatever, there was one point where we could have zigged and we zagged, and we zagged right into fucking cutting your face up.
Yeah.
And we got to move away from it. Stop doing it. I mean, you will hear women in their 20s, like, on podcasts and stuff, being like, yeah, I just got a little, and a little.
Yeah.
It's like, don't do that. What are you doing? Shame. Have shame about that.
Yeah.
Because... first of all, you're a narcissist, and you know you're this fear of aging and this fear of like maturing is not appealing to anybody. You know, you're not fooling anybody. So it's like, yeah, I mean, don't be like,
I'm not,
you know,
horrified.
Don't roast her like you're doing.
I'm not horrified that she got older. It is the plastic surgery thing that's like kind of upsetting. And
sure,
like,
if she was older, you would expect her to be older.
Right,
time passed.
Exactly.
But she looks like a fucking jack-o'-lantern, and you're going to comment on it.
It's not as bad as like, remember how distracting it was watching Nicole Kidman in that show, whatever it was, with Hugh Grant?
Yeah.
That like drama, like her face, she
you
can't.
You don't know she's having a hard time until a single tear falls out of her frozen
eyes.
Yeah,
because she has a frozen
She's
face.
Supposed to play Lucille Ball, right?
That is insane.
The most expressive person that ever lived.
Wild. That's so fucking funny. But yeah, she just looks, it doesn't fit. But there was another thing I wanted to say about it too, but I don't remember.
I just see you were saying just see.
Well, I was Googling Lauren Graham and I went down a rabbit hole and I found out that there's apparently in every they've been wanting to do a reboot because they weren't sure that the show was ending when it ended.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been wanting to do a reboot pretty much since it ended. So in every acting job she's ever had since then, she had a Gilmore Girls clause written into her contract saying, if we do a reboot, I need to be able to.
Wow.
So this was like, it wasn't just.
It's like a passion
money
project.
Grab. Yeah, it was like people, when it ended, people were heartbroken.
Because the show didn't get a season finale, right? Or a series finale.
I watched the series finale last night and it's pretty perfect. It's like not over the, it's great. I think if they knew it was gonna be the final episode ever, they would have, it would have been way over the top, but it's just like, it's great because Rory graduates from college, her life's about to start, they have this party for her, Lorelai gets together with Luke, it's everything you wanted, and then it's like, great, there's so much, you feel a little bit of emotional blue balls because you want to follow these people. I cannot believe how much I care about Gilmore Girls.
It's a pandemic,
what
you gotta do something.
Fuck is I'm
but like, no, that's That is perfect. You don't need that Will Smith walks into the empty room and like looks around and turns off the light type of shit. You know, you need the, like in a series that's about life, you just want life to go on. You know?
Yes, exactly. And that's why the reboot is so horrifying. And I keep bringing up the visual of like corpses traipsing around, but it really feels like that. It feels like these characters are dead and you're trying so hard to revive them.
Right.
And everything's off. It's
fucking
like
Star Wars.
It's
man.
Like when you have to shoot your zombie mom in the head. You're like, it looks kind of like you, but it walks weird and like half its face is hanging off and it doesn't, it's not right. It's, there's something off about this and I have to kill it. I can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, at least, are you watching the whole thing? How long is it? Is it a full season?
So it's called Gilmore Girls, A Year in the Life, and every single episode is like a movie length, and it's winter, spring, summer, and fall. So it's like, I guess, what is that, 8 hours?
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I feel so pointless.
Another thing that, like the gift a show or a movie series or whatever gives you when it's over is that like you want more, you know, that's part of like leave them wanting more. That's,
and we have to learn to be okay with like that lack of closure.
I keep bringing it back to Star Wars, but I think it's a one for one comparison. But like when Star Wars was done, when they made the three movies and they were like, that's fucking it. We told the story. I mean, that was heartbreaking to find out that you don't get any more.
Yeah.
But then you made peace with it. And right when you made peace with it, they just start cranking out a conveyor belt full of turds, you know?
Exactly. They're
just ruining everybody one by one.
And so with Frasier, I've obviously made my peace with it. I watch the show constantly over and over again.
Yeah.
I have a visual of how these people look, how they move, and they're going to be 21 years older. Martin is dead, the dad.
Yeah.
Eddie's obviously dead.
Kelsey Grammer's a Republican neo-Nazi.
Kelsey Grammer's so fascinating to me that I don't care at all. I normally don't care if an actor's like right wing, like Clint Eastwood can snarl at a chair that he's pretending is Obama all he wants, whatever. Fucking, I'll watch his threesome scenes in The Mule over and over over again. Over and over and over again, exclusively. Do you think that's on that? Is that a real website where you can like see celebrities' boobs in and like sex scenes?
Mr. Skin?
Mr. Skin.
Yeah.
Do you think Clint Eastwood's threesomes from The Mule are all right, Mr. Skin.
Mr. Too Much Skin. Those are long, hanging, dripping
scrotum.
Skin.
But yeah, so I don't really care about that. But with Kelsey Grammer, he has the most tragic life of anybody I've ever encountered.
Keanu Reeves.
No.
Yes.
No. Kelsey Grammer wins. Kelsey Grammer, his parents got divorced when he was really young. His dad was killed in a home invasion. His sister was kidnapped, raped, and murdered.
Yikes.
His brother was killed in a shark attack. His grandfather who raised him died of a heart attack or cancer or something when he was really young. So it was like youngish, like adolescent. So it was like his father dying all over again. His showrunner died in 9/11.
Right.
And I don't know, other bad shit's probably happened to him, but those are major. And apparently there's some story about when
he fell off the stage at that event.
That's the most tragic of all. But apparently there was some, because his brother was killed by a shark, and apparently they did like a table read at SNL.
Apparently.
Apparently.
You guys know the apparently kid?
He's from Wilkes-Barre, I think.
That's where you're from.
Yeah, around there. Apparently, on SNL, they did a table read. Somebody wrote a sketch about a shark attack, and the room got really dark, and they didn't know what the deal was. And they were like, Kelsey's brother was killed by a shark. We can't do this one.
Trigger warning. If anybody's brother was killed by a shark.
Right? These are the things you don't expect.
Yeah. But, wow.
So yeah, I think, so he's like an insane right wing gun nut or something, but I'd like to think that.
That's all like hearsay too. I never even heard like.
No,
he was going to start like a, like to the right of Fox News Network. Really? I remember that. Yeah.
Cause Fox News was too liberal for him.
Yeah. I mean, those exist now, like yeah. One American News Network. Is
that? Yeah. There is a picture of him in a t-shirt that says like, it's an anti-abortion t-shirt and it's got a gun on it. And it says, would you think it was a bad thing if they use guns like to kill fetuses?
It's weirder to me that Frasier is wearing a t-shirt than it is that, you know what I mean? That has some anti-abortion shit on it.
I think that's a testament to what a phenomenal actor he is.
Yeah.
I love hearing that he's a fucking wacky Second Amendment, like,
I mean, it really lets you separate the art from the artist without them, you know, they don't have to fucking Me Too anybody. It's yeah. just like, just enjoy this thing. Stop making heroes out of everybody.
Right.
He's good at this. He's good at his job, you know?
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
It's wild. Also, I mean, Frasier was pre-internet. If he was posting pictures like that during season one, like if this was a current show, it probably wouldn't have had the life it had.
Right. Yeah.
So this is why we can't cancel people, because we could be preventing the next Frasier.
Right.
Yeah. So
take it from Catherine. No more Me Toos.
Anyway, I keep circling this same point, but I just don't want to see these characters old and decrepit and not,
no, I'm with you,
not how they used to be. Because especially with Frasier, the writing is going to be totally different.
Yeah, I keep coming back to that. Like, I mean, everything is bad now. Everything. Like, every yeah. show, every comedian, every young up-and-coming comedian. Who's your favorite, like, young person
Don't
working?
Don't make me answer that. You know, I'm sure there are some good. I mean, our friends.
No, I'm... Yeah, they're not anybody's.
Yeah.
I'm saying like the person
oh,
with the Netflix
who are successful.
Special. Like, I was thinking about like, if you're a comedian, because there used to be like comedy nerds, right? That would hang out in message boards. Like, a special thing was a message board where you could just talk about comedy all day. And you know, there would be new specials that came out of young people that were great and stuff. And now all you really have is like garbage. And then the old guard, like when Maria Bamford puts out a new yeah. special, you're like, that's great. But there's no, but comedy nerds right now I don't feel like they have a list of like up and comers that they love.
The really, really good people. Like, there are people that we know who are so goddamn good
mm-hmm.
and just completely overlooked in terms of like television and like actual success in comedy, that it's just,
yeah, I was talking to somebody,
anymore.
Today who's like a big shot in comedy as far as we're concerned. You might not know his name, but he's like, you know, relatively big. And he's like trying to sell a new TV show, but he has to get more podcast listeners.
Oh, my God. You know they pay attention to that shit?
Yeah, that's all that matters anymore.
God,
it's like
damn
Twitter
it.
Followers, Instagram followers, podcast listeners. And then you get somebody who's like Kevin James is an unbelievable performer. That's why I fucking... What?
No, I don't.
King of Queens is great. If you watch something on ABC where somebody got hired because, you know, online clout, it's not going to be as punchy.
Right.
And fun.
Yeah. That's so hard. My brain froze for a second because I'm thinking about how heartbreaking that is, that they're like looking at these numbers.
Yeah.
They're not looking at talent. Like, it is possible that there are diamonds in the rough here who don't quite have the Twitter following or the podcast following, you know?
Yeah, no, and it doesn't matter, because it's like people ask you like, oh, great idea for a thing. Can you get somebody more famous and interesting already established
yeah.
attached to it? Can you say they wrote it?
TikTok star.
Yeah, what's your Instagram? What are your likes like? You know what I mean? I just saw like, I tweeted about it like Bethany Frankel or whatever from the Real Housewives is getting up at the clubs now. That's a spot that could be given to a young, like, killer. When I say young, I mean, like, fresh-faced killer comedian with a bunch of, like, awesome jokes. But instead, this fucking idiot from, you know, a reality show.
I think because everything was put on pause for a year and these clubs are struggling, that shit's going to get even worse.
Yeah. There was, like, you know, people keep talking about, like, oh, okay, so everything, we're kind of getting like a reboot and we could do things so differently. And that idea keeps getting floated around.
It's not going to happen. You're going to get bumped for Ken Bone.
Right. No, because nobody's standing up and saying, like, here's how we do it. Here are the new rules.
No, yeah.
We're going to put in place, you know? We're going to send out scouts and they're going to look for joke writers, like people that are really funny that were like, that'll go up on stage and nobody knows their name. By the end of it, everybody remembers their name because on account of how funny they are.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to do that. It's just going to be like, you know, some flippy haired blonde kid who does pranks on YouTube getting an hour at the biggest club.
That's so fucking heartbreaking. And you as a consumer of art or comedy should be upset by that. They're robbing you of a... And this coming from somebody who is, it's completely self-serving. And I'm acting like I'm this talent being suppressed when really I just want stage time. But let's pretend that this is for the greater good. That,
yeah.
Like, it really is unfair to both the audience and the performer.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's no other business like that, you know? Like, and it's new. It's new, by the way. Like, I remember going to the same clubs that I hang out at now years ago before I started doing stand-up, and the reason I would go to them is because the lineups would be nuts. Like, not names, not people that you'd be like, oh, there's fucking Eddie Murphy or whatever, but just like the lineups would be this collection of incredible joke writers and you would laugh your dick off the whole time. That is done. I don't think that exists anymore. Instead, what you get are people who have this incredible online following, and I don't know if a lot of bookers even check their acts. They just go like, this will get asses in the seats. And I was trying to think, like, what, there's no other example of that, right? Like, you would never open a restaurant and be like, hey, I got this awesome chef. Oh yeah, what's the food like? Never had it. But their Instagram page is unreal, dude.
That's,
they
have
20,000 Instagram followers.
When we were drunk in Miami, whose restaurant did we make a beeline for?
Salt Bay. We didn't eat there, though. We just drank and watched them wiggle around.
Tried to get a picture with it. Yeah. We're fucking guilty as charged.
We couldn't afford it, to be completely honest.
Yeah, that's true.
Salt Bay. Who has a giant restaurant here now?
I'm pretty sure he just got arrested.
Did he?
Or is being sued or something for, like, mismanaging some shit. I will say, like, I get up at a club pretty regularly, and I'm very grateful for that because I do not have the
Bethany Frankel Club.
Yeah. And I don't have the following that I should for some reason. Mm-hmm. It's not my fault, certainly. But yeah, I was given opportunities, so it is possible. I don't want to, like, pretend that all the odds are completely...
It's not 100% of the time, but it's like, it does seem like there's a lot of factors that go into it.
Definitely.
I mean, what it all comes down to is that it's just a handful of people.
Yeah.
And they're just people. And we think about bookers as these, like, infallible God-like characters that are just like, oh, maybe they'll read my email and take a chance on me or something. And it's just like somebody with a job like any other job, and who knows what's going through their head. And it just seems to rarely, and they're juggling all kinds of shit. They need to get asses in the seats, and they, you know, what sells and is the lineup diverse enough and stuff. I just think it, like, I maybe it never existed, but I think maybe like 10 years ago, it was a little bit more of a meritocracy than it is now, you know?
It does seem to me that it would, like, maybe this sounds very naive and simple-minded, but it seems to me that it would behoove you to just book the best act possible, because for the most part in New York City, unless you're the seller or maybe Caroline's, these people don't know your name unless you're Amy Schumer. Like, that's it. Or who's like famous anymore? I don't know. Is that an outdated reference? So like,
I don't know. But like, if you're Bethany Frankel, that's going to get like a ton of basic bitches from New Jersey to fucking drive up and watch that shit, you know?
I had a spot tonight and I had the sweetest heckler I've ever had. She was straight up heckling and interrupting me, but she was really nice. She was like really young, really timid. But I said that they were hot. And then I got into one of my jokes and she's like, you're hot. I just want to say that you're, she wasn't drunk though. And then I was
cerebral palsy.
I was telling a story. I think this is where I lost the audience. I kept talking about how much I fucking hate Italian people. And that didn't go over so well. But then she like raises her hand and was like, that actually reminds me of a story. Like, I have a story.
No!
I was like, oh, no. Maybe you could tell me after, but this isn't like the story portion of the evening. But then I felt like I don't know. Like, I don't know what I could have done differently, but I do feel like I lost them a little bit just by the fact that she did that at all. It's like she really fucking challenged my authority there by assuming that she could do that shit.
Yeah.
By, like, raise her hand. And it was
what really goes through people's minds.
Really small crowd. Like, really small. It was on a rooftop.
Yeah.
And I was, like, doing crowd work and talking to people individually. So, I think people get confused, especially if you don't go to a lot of comedy shows. Like, there's like, 10 of us here, and we're all having, like, kind of individual conversations at some point. I think she just got, like, overexcited.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, you're not telling a story right now.
So, I mean, I find myself being like, okay, that makes sense. But still, it doesn't. I don't know how people... You ever, like, you see a heckler, you hear a heckler, and you just go like, what kind of person... How could I... I would love to crawl inside of your brain and try to figure out why you think this is appropriate, why you think this is okay to do this. Maybe that's, like, not a great example with her, but just people that are just, like, openly speaking to you, you just go, what the fuck kind of person is this?
For the most part, it's usually somebody who's hammered.
Yeah.
But this...
Even then, I don't know.
This one was different. I really think she was just, like... sweet and inexperienced and
right
just thought it was a round table discussion.
Weird.
But anyway, that was interesting.
Do you want to wrap up the show?
Sure, let's wrap up the show. Patreon tomorrow.
Patreon tomorrow. Okay. sorry for the delay.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.